Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's that little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Peter Myers, our guest, our good friend, longtime 20-year member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about how to grow your business by helping your people grow themselves. Right, Peter? We're trying to help them identify when we're talking to them, when they were getting them to tell us about what's going on, where do we stand, what do we need to work on, that we don't focus on what went wrong. We don't allow them to devolve into excuses and finger pointing. We try to identify what went right and build on that, right?
Right. We want people to grow what is right, not grow what is wrong. If we focus on what went wrong, then they go focus on what we don't want to repeat.
Do we let them go ahead? Do we go ahead and get to what went wrong out? Because sometimes there are lessons there. Do we go ahead and get those things said first and get them off the table and then focus on what's right? What is the process? What's the order?
If there's something that needs to be discussed about what went wrong, absolutely discuss it. But the order is to finish. And this is based on something from a Nobel laureate. The order is to finish with what they're doing right and what they're going to do right. And so what Daniel Kahneman, the Nobel laureate, said, which is sort of obvious when you think about it, is that we have these experiences, but what we remember is the very end of the experience as opposed to the beginning of it. So if I'm going to have a meeting with one of my people, I want to leverage that. I want to finish the meeting so that they feel like they are moving forward as opposed to defending the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a simple process once you decide to do it. But it's really uncommon in today's businesses. More and more people in business today are focused on what we're going to fix, what we're
going
to
fix. What's
wrong?
When
you do that, when you work on, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and they leave the meeting feeling defeated, and even if you agree on what needs to be done, there's no positive feelings about what happened if you don't say what happened that was right.
Right. If you don't get them to discuss what was right, how they made it right, and why it worked, they're not going to learn. If you tell them or just focus on the what as opposed to how and why, they won't learn anywhere near as much. And if they're not learning, they're not growing. And if they're not growing, your business is not doing what it should be doing.
So you're making a direct connection between the professional growth of the person in your business and the growth overall of your business itself. You're making a direct connection between those two things.
Without a question, if you want sustainable growth for your business, you want your people to grow. Earlier we talked about replacing them. If you can, help them grow before you replace them. Mm-hmm. And if they can't grow, they need to go do something else. But most people do grow, and people love to grow. But we in business tend to make it hard for that to happen by focusing on history.
And who defines what that growth is? How do we define what that growth is? Is it something that definitely 100% attributes to growing revenue? Is it something that could be more a little softer, some other skill, leadership, or maybe just learning another language? I don't know, something else that would not be directly connected to revenue. What do you think? Does it matter?
Well, I want, as a business owner, to define growth for my business. Is it revenue? Is it satisfaction?
Mm-hmm.
Is it territory? Right. I get to decide for my business. And then I want people all over the business to understand that we're defining growth by revenue, by more territory, or by something else. And whatever that is, as long as I'm expressing and sharing it, people will understand what it is. Mm-hmm. If I don't express it, if I assume they know what the answer is, well, that's a mistake. I shouldn't assume that. But just expressing what growth is isn't enough. Helping people understand how they contribute to it and how they will contribute to it and what it is for them to grow, that really matters.
And so the three questions I've been discussing over and over again. So start the conversation when you're having a debriefing, you're having a post-mortem, so to speak, or you're breaking something down either on the year or their performance on a project. Let's start out by saying, okay, what happened? And make sure that we're not confused about, if something did go wrong, that we're not confused about what it was. No excuses, no whining. And then say, okay, now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about what we did right, and let's find a way to build on that. Those are the words you recommend, right?
I'm very much in favor of making this as simple as possible. So it's what, how, and why. So what did you do right? How'd you do that? And why did that work? And the first time you do it, people will sort of go, huh? Mm-hmm. And maybe the second, third, and fourth time you do it, people start to sort of fall into the pattern of saying, well, golly, I did this right. And that's how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it worked.
And
when people
lost.
Focus on those three,
and there's something to make them want to do that more. In the next meeting, they're going to want to have more of those right things, and it could even have a direct impact on performance. Quick break right after this message. These messages, we've got more to come with our good friend Peter Meyer, MeyerGroup.com, MeyerGRP.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.